Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I am the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus and really excited to be with you today as we are wrapping up our week-long study of 1 Corinthians 15 as we've really just taken some time to really flesh out really the implications of the resurrection in our lives. That while last Sunday we got a chance to celebrate that the tomb is empty, a crazy and amazing reality that you and I get to live with as followers of Jesus is that every day we get to live like Easter because the tomb is empty. And so what a great celebration. I hope you had a great time really worshiping and just celebrating the reality of the resurrection at whatever campus you attend. And so it's just always amazing to see God's work in and through his people to accomplish his purposes. So today we're really going to focus on kind of some application around this text. Really application is just, how does this change how we live? What do we do with this? What kind of implications does this have on how we live, how we think, how we do relationships, any and all of those things? And so I'll go ahead and read the entire text. And then just for the sake of our time today, just want to hit on really probably the last verse here. But let me read this again for us as we dig in. Paul says this, 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 50. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And so just as we think about, really as Paul begins to conclude this incredible, just incredible passages here around this idea that we get to enter into eternity with an imperishable body, which makes sense. Because death has been defeated. The sting of death is gone. There is no victory in death. Rather, Christ put death to death. Amen. And so as we think about this, I want to just look at verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You see, one of the things that you and I, that we get to do because of the resurrection of Jesus is we get to continue the work that Jesus has done. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And until he returns, that is our mission. That is what we are about. We are co-missioned with him, that we work and labor alongside Jesus, doing his work to continue to spread his kingdom, which means we can be steadfast, right? That we can be faithful. We can continue each and every day walking with Jesus, drawing life from God and pointing others to him, that we can be immovable, that when the world pushes against us, that when Satan tries to come after you and remind you of what you've done or how you failed, we get to point back at the cross and the empty tomb and says and tell Satan that he has no business. He has no foothold in our lives. We can be immovable as we continue to trust and walk with Christ because he is our firm foundation, and we get to continue to abound in the work that God has called us to do. Wherever the Lord has placed you, in your home, in your neighborhood, at your workplace, that he has sovereignly placed you in those domains for your purpose to make disciples, for you to reflect God's goodness to those around you, to give God glory, to make the invisible God visible through your daily life and actions. And here's the great, great promise. Knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. I don't know about you, but there are so many times throughout my day where I wonder, did that really make a difference? Right? Like we work on a project or you're doing something, you're just not quite sure, right? If the return on that investment, right? Was that worth all of the effort, the planning, whatever it may be? But here's the promise for you and me, that as we walk with Jesus, as we walk step in step with him, as we serve him, as we love him, as we delight in him, as we seek to reflect him, as we seek to live out our mission to make disciples, our labor, your labor is not in vain. So brother, sister in Christ, keep being steadfast, being immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, remembering and reminding yourself that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for that incredible promise. Thank you, Lord, that because of your work in and through us, God, that you will accomplish your purposes through our lives. It's not about us. It's not about our dreams and our wishes and our hopes, but it's about your kingdom agenda in and through your people. And so, God, help us to be faithful. God, help us to keep trusting you, reminding ourselves of the reality of the resurrection, God, that that changes everything about us because of the price you paid. God, because of the relationship we get to have with you, Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray that you would continue to use each and every one of us, especially the person who's listening right now, God, that you would do an incredible work. He who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. That, God, you can do far more than we could ever ask or imagine, immeasurably more, God, according to the power at work within us, your people, your church. And so, God, may we go, may we abound, may we work, may we be immovable and steadfast, God, knowing that you're going to accomplish your purposes through your people in your time. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?